It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is May 18th of 2022. And as usual, a lot to get to today on the show. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, just type in 102.3 1650TheFan, and it'll pop up there on the Zuckerberg machine. Then hammer that like button. You'll be all set, ready to go. You'll have more local and statewide sports and hopefully less nonsense in your Facebook feed, but no guarantees there. Check out the website. It's all new. It's where you get the podcast of this show. And speaking of, it's also where you can find a bunch of great local and statewide sports content, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Dial me up if you want to join in and add any questions or comments to the show. You could also dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. We have the technology. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. As always, coming up here in just a few short moments, area sports news and scores to get to today. Some really exciting stuff happening on the Metro sports scene. With our high school teams and some individuals as well. So that's coming up here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back from that first break, and we're going to talk a lot of Waterloo East Trojans today on the show. We've been making our way around the metro with baseball and softball previews. The baseball season underway this week. Softball gets it going next week. And the last metro team we have to check off our box, we'll do so in the next segment as Chad Adams, the Waterloo East High School softball coach, set to join us. And the Trojans are looking to add a few more W's from last season, where they were just a couple games out of fifth place in what's a really good Mississippi Valley Conference. So Chad Adams, Waterloo East softball coach, scheduled to join us in the next segment. We'll learn about the Trojans, and after we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, come back from that break, and Wilmot Wellington, the Waterloo East girls track and field coach, is also scheduled to join us. He'll come in on the third segment today, and nine different events the Waterloo East girls track and field team will be participating in starting tomorrow at the state track and field championships in Des Moines. You will get frequent updates from state track tomorrow through Saturday through its conclusion right here on The Fan. And also, too, another reason to bookmark the website We'll get you all sorts of post-race interviews that you can find at 1650thefan.com throughout state track and field from Metro and area athletes as well. So look forward to that. Wilmot Wellington, the Waterloo East girls track and field coach, joins us in the third segment to give us a preview of his Trojan team that, by all means, should be able to go and make quite a bit of noise at the state track and field championships. So that's coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap up what is a Wednesday edition of the show. First things first, round number two here for the intern, David Warrington. He's back. He hasn't quit, so that's a pretty good start, David. I think first things first, I'd like to start about talking about the Cubs last night, but among the reasons that I'm questioning the hire is you are a Cardinals fan. That is correct?
Yes, I am a Cardinals fan.
You are a Cardinals fan, and you are a Packers fan, too?
Correct.
Yeah, I've made a mistake here. So, despite that, this is a Cubs-centric show, but the Cardinal fans stick around because they love being haters. Last night, I get it, okay? The Cubs are not very good this year, but we got to take what we can get, and it was pretty cool. Christopher Morel, a utility guy, gets called up, makes his major league debut, called up from Double-A, not Triple-A, Double-A, 22 years old, and he gets his first at-bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Cubs are leading 6-0 at the time. Good game for the Cubs last night. They've won four in a row, by the way, so look out. Just got into third place in the NL Central, and the youngster gets down 0-2, like a lot of youngsters do in their first AB. He works the count back to full, and this was what happened as you heard it last night right here on The Fan.
And the 3-2. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Welcome to the Chicago Cubs, Christopher Morel. He missed first base. He goes back and steps on it. What a moment.
Can you believe it? Right? It's just one of them nights here at the Friendly Confines.
A couple things there. Pat Hughes on the call. He said it's got a chance. When that ball left his bat, that ball was gone. It went on to Waveland Avenue over the bleachers in left field, and it was on a line, too. It wasn't like it was a towering shot or anything. He smoked that ball. And then Wilson Contreras, and I know you know Wilson Contreras, David, who also hit a home run in his first major league at-bat, come to find out that Morel told him he was going yard. He called a shot in the dugout. So pretty neat thing in that Cubs game last night. Also, Brandon Hughes, a left-handed reliever, made his debut last night, pitched 1 2/3 innings and struck out 5. So not too shabby. Not too shabby as a debut for the lefty reliever. So good vibes coming out of that Cubs game last night. And it is the series finale tonight on The Fan of Pirates Cubs at Wrigley Field. 6:05 the pregame, 6:40 the first pitch. But wanted to play that highlight of Christopher Morel. Also, too, we don't have to talk about it, but it was kind of interesting to see Albert Pujols pitching Sunday Night Baseball. Has he officially now played every position?
I don't think every position, but I saw some conversation on Twitter that Cardinals fans want him to get there before this season's out. That brought him a big step closer.
When he was really young, like his first couple of years with the Cardinals, he played like everywhere, though.
Yeah, I want to say he came up as a third baseman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. Do you know the one position he hasn't played? Is it just one?
I'm not totally sure. That's definitely, I'll have to look into that.
Baseball Reference would know. Maybe we'll have to look into that one. What me and David don't agree on with our sports teams, we were able to find some common ground before the show began, as I just happened to see a steeplechase fail on social media, and that's because my Instagram algorithm knows that I like seeing those. If you want to judge me for that, go right ahead, but it's just the damnedest thing ever, isn't it? Like, when was the first time you saw a steeplechase?
Oh, probably way back in like 2012, because I'm a big Olympics guy, so I was probably watching some of that. And I was pretty young at the time, but I saw it, and it kind of stuck in the back of my mind because it's so unique. Like, you're running 2 miles.
It's not unique. It's asinine. That's what it is. It's like I told you. It's like, was Willie Nelson on the board when they came up with Steeplechase? All the other events in track make sense. The only thing that we could come up with talking about how ridiculous Steeplechase is, and I don't know, knowing anything, there's probably somebody in the audience right now that ran Steeplechase that's taking major offense to this. But it's like the only other thing that maybe comes close is pole vault. But like you said, there is a high jump. It's like it's high jump with a pole. So it's not that out there. But then somebody's like, let's put one big hurdle in turn 3.5, turn 4, and then we're going to put a big puddle in front of it. I mean, I like that in Iowa, we're not silly enough to have Steeplechase be a part of things, because I guess I wasn't really that sheltered, I didn't think, but when I didn't see my first Steeplechase until 2013, and my mind was blown. I could not believe it. I thought somebody was trolling. I didn't even think it was a real thing. I thought, like I told you, I thought it was something for like charity or some sort of like gag thing. But I was like, why would they go to all the trouble of like having this on Drake's track? So I guess this is a real thing. But there was some common ground over the how bizarre Steeplechase is. Had some news on AJ Green yesterday. He's visiting Duke today. And David, you said you were tuned in yesterday. I don't know if you were just saying that to make me feel good or not, but nonetheless, I appreciate it. You know, you obviously watched UNI men's basketball closely. I know you called a couple of UNI women's basketball games this winter. If you are AJ Green, or if you're trying to put yourself inside the mind of AJ Green, knowing everything that we know now with the NBA G League camp, not getting the invite to the NBA Combine, having had 5 workouts with NBA teams, and then Iowa State, and of course, UNI, I would say, is the long shot at this point, and then Duke sitting there. What would you do if you were AJ Green?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation he's in, because I think the consensus is that he wants to go pro. But if that's not possible, the Iowa State and Duke are clearly the top options to go to school for him next year. And it's completely different situations. Like you talked about on your show yesterday, at Iowa State, he can be kind of what he was at UNI and be ball dominant and basically the main focal point of what is very well could be a very good Iowa State team. But then at Duke, he's not going to be the focal point. He'll be more of a spot-up shooter, which is what he would be when he does eventually get to the professional game. So I think that kind of depends on how he wants to go with that, which is, and for that reason, his big emphasis on getting to the professional level, I think, right now, an early favorite, just in my opinion, not that I'm any expert. I think Duke could be a slight favorite.
One thing we can't rule out, because when AJ was on the show in late April, it was interesting because it's like nobody somehow had asked them this question. I said, would an NIL deal make a difference at all? And he gave one of the longest live on-air pauses that I have ever encountered in my career of doing this. And he's like, yeah, you know, it could. And so I have a feeling, I just have a little bit of intuition that Duke could probably conjure up a better NIL deal than Iowa State could. So you could go play at Duke, and I've heard this too, and I've said this on the show. A person I trust that used to be a coach in college basketball, Division I, said that there was a valuation, not an eval, a valuation you could find on the top 30, 40 guys in the transfer portal for college basketball. And they had a number attached to them. And A.J. Green's number was $700,000. So I don't know if that he gets to that number, but if it's go to Iowa State and get a, I don't know, 50 grand NIL deal, maybe they could get to 100 grand, or go to Durham, play the role that you're going to play in the pros, get half a mil, 400,000. That decision makes itself, man. All right, we got to move it along here. Area sports news and scores, and a lot to get to today on the program. Like I mentioned, the Cedar Falls girls tennis team is going to state. Yesterday, the Tigers hosted a Class 2A regional match at the UNI tennis courts, and in the regional semis, Cedar Falls defeated Marshalltown 5-0, while Cedar Rapids Prairie downed Waterloo West 5-1. In the regional finals, Cedar Falls took care of Prairie 5-1 to advance to the state tournament Saturday in Iowa City. Cedar Falls will be the 3 seed and play 7 seed Clinton in the quarterfinals. Action takes place at the Hawkeye Tennis Courts. Last night in high school baseball in the Metro, Cedar Falls won a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids Jefferson by scores of 8-3 and 10-4. Dubuque Wallert swept a doubleheader from Waterloo West, and Western Dubuque won a pair of games from Waterloo East. Last night in high school soccer in the Metro and boys action, Cedar Rapids Prairie got the best of Cedar Falls 2-1, and Waterloo West rolled past East 10-0. And in girls action, Cedar Falls got past Cedar Rapids Prairie 2-1. Girls high school postseason soccer begins tonight across the state with Class 1A first round regionals. In a match tonight involving a Metro school, Waterloo Columbus plays host to Clayton Ridge. Kickoff was 15 minutes ago at the top of the hour. Girls high school regional golf took place today across all four classes in the state. Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and East, among others, competing in a 4A regional taking place at Irv Warren in Waterloo. And we can report Cedar Falls, as a team, has punched its ticket to state. Meanwhile, Waterloo Columbus's Molly Faraday participated individually in a 2A regional at Clarion and also punched her ticket to state. The Waverly-Shell Rock School Board has voted unanimously to rescind its vote to join the Mississippi Valley Conference. Waverly-Shell Rock will now apply to join the WAMAC Conference for all sports except boys and girls wrestling, and will seek membership in the MVC for wrestling only. A reason for the decision was that most Waverly-Shell Rock coaches would prefer to join the WAMAC. Waverly-Shell Rock has been a member of the Northeast Iowa Conference for the past 90 years, but citing an imbalance in size, the other five NEIC schools voted to remove Waverly-Shell Rock from the league effective next June 30. The 2022 Co-Ed State Track and Field Meet gets underway tomorrow in Des Moines. Action will take place at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium, and it goes through Saturday. You can hear hourly updates on area athletes at state right here on The Fan. And finally, former Cedar Falls basketball standout Anaya Barney has announced that she will be transferring to Coastal Carolina. Barney had a record-breaking career at Cedar Falls before committing to UNI. She redshirted her only season with the Panthers before entering the transfer portal this March. She's a 5'10" guard, 3-time All-State, and 4-time All-MVC selection. She led all of Class 5A in scoring as a senior and finished her career with the second most points in Tiger program history. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. We wrap up our Metro Baseball and Softball previews. Chad Adams, Waterloo East softball coach, joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Oh, it's with 15 bathrooms, and you think that's not enough? Like, basically, I've been to...
Customer service, value, and a fair deal is what's made Rolling Ford the fastest-growing dealership in eastern Iowa. No games, no gimmicks, just hometown Iowa values. Rolling Ford right off Highway 3 in Shell Rock, the destination Ford store where you'll really like how you're treated.
Time for an update to your home? For over 25 years, City Builders has been the Cedar Valley's most trusted name in home improvements. Visit their showroom on Center Street in Cedar Falls, a half mile north of Brown Bottle, or call 277-4000 for ideas and see what City Builders can do for you.
When you buy Hansen's Farm Fresh Dairy products, the milk you drink, the ice cream you savor, and the cheese, cream, and butter you enjoy all come from a single hormone-free herd. Shop Hansen's Dairy stores on the corner of Kimball and Ridgeway, Waterloo, or on 18th in Cedar Falls.
Feel like you're paying too much for insurance? Then contact Neil Cavalli at Cavalli Insurance Agency in Waterloo today. Neil is dedicated in assisting clients in selecting the best coverage for all their needs. Serving the Cedar Valley for over 20 years, Neil Cavalli at Cavalli Insurance Agency in Waterloo.
Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge Golf Courses in Cedar Falls has something for everyone. Whether you're looking for challenging play or a par 3 course to work on your short game, Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge will get you outside and swinging the clubs. Driving range and golf lessons are also available. You'll find reasonable rates. Make it affordable for the whole family with special pricing for students, young adults, and seniors. They also have weekdays available throughout the summer for your group outing or fundraising event, plus a spacious clubhouse to host your dinner or lunch outing. Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the PGA Championship begins tomorrow. Obviously, no Phil Mickelson. The defending champion Bryson DeChambeau has withdrawn because of a hand injury. Ryan Day, 34-4 in his three seasons at Ohio State as its head coach, gets a two-year extension that will push his average salary to an annual rate of over $9 million. James Bradbury will face his ex-team, the Giants, twice this year after signing a one-year deal with the Eagles worth over $7 million guaranteed. It can get up to as much as $10 million. The Mavericks are back in the conference finals after knocking off the NBA's best team from the regular season. Their prize is facing the Warriors, a team with a lot of championship experience and also has home court where they have won all six games in the postseason so far. The Hurricanes host the Rangers tonight to open that second-round series in the East and out West. The Flames and Oilers face off in Calgary. Baseball today, right now, top of the sixth. Minnesota leads Oakland by a score of 8-2. Earlier, it was Tampa Bay over Detroit 6-1. In 11, Milwaukee rallies to beat the Braves by a score of 7-6. Bottom of the eighth, it's Colorado on top of San Francisco 5-3. And the Dodgers lead Arizona 5-2 in the top of the fifth. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Heat took Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals 118-107 over the Celtics. Tonight it's Game 1 of the West. The Mavericks a 5-point underdog at the Warriors. The over-under at 214.5. NHL Game 1 of the East second round. The Hurricanes a -170 favorite at home against the Rangers at +145, 5.5 the total. Later the Oilers +135 at the Flames, -155, a total of 6 in Game 1 in the West. The Cubs shut out the Pirates for the second night in a row, 7-0 the final in Game 2. Drew Smyly starting for Chicago in Game 3 tonight. Cubs -147, the total set at 8. White Sox -154 at the Royals, the over-under 7.5.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 55. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 85 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 59. Highs around 70 Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered showers 57 on Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 73.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and we are getting all the boxes checked on our 2022 Metro Baseball and Softball Previews as Waterloo East Softball Coach Chad Adams is kind enough to join the show now. Coach Adams, thanks for your time. How you doing today?
Hey, doing good, Cole. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to catching up and learning about your team. Last year, some close losses. You were just a couple games out of fifth place in your division of the MVC, so certainly, like anybody else, you got seniors to replace, but I have to imagine there's plenty of optimism. What can you tell us just about how practices have been going?
It's kind of an odd situation for me this year, Cole. I have a lot of kids out, and usually I can tell you sometime in November and December who I'm going to have out there on the field. And right now I got a bunch of young kids fighting for about three or four spots. So the competitive level at practice is definitely up this year, which is a breath of fresh air, so to speak.
You know, when it comes to that competition, I think a lot of people listening can remember whatever sport it may have been growing up in high school. Maybe you can get a shot as a sophomore or finally break into a lineup as a junior. But at the same time, you want to make sure everybody's still pulling on the same end of the rope. How do you manage that, Coach Adams?
Oh, boy, yeah. That's the funnest part of it all. I have about five seniors this year, I believe, and they're going to all have pretty significant playing time. I don't foresee any of my younger kids taking anything away from them. But yeah, you never know. Like you said, you just try to play it out and hopefully the kids work it out on their own.
And hearing you bring up about how turnout's higher, that's always such a great thing to hear, that you've got plenty of young gals out for softball. How might that have manifested itself with off-season workouts? Now, albeit you only get so much of that can be organized, but from everything you were able to gather, organized right. or not, how did you like about the participation level in off-season training?
Well, another first for us this year, I was able to actually split into two separate groups, you know, younger kids and then the kids that I've had on varsity. So we're able to run a A and B group, so to speak. So and we've never been able to do that before, and the numbers were excellent. You know, and you'd have 15, 16 in each session. So, I mean, I'm used to having maybe 7, 8 kids there, you know, mm-hmm. in one group. So it was new for me. We had a good problem, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I had to adjust on that quite a bit. But definitely a nice problem to have. I think we had like 13, 14 eighth graders join the program this year. So definitely a good shot of adrenaline for us.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Waterloo East softball coach Chad Adams, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, what do you anticipate being the blueprint for this team? What will be the biggest factors toward these Trojans playing their best softball?
A couple things. Definitely we're going to lean on our senior pitchers. I've got Jocelyn Foss and Bailey Nichols coming back. Both of them throwing a lot of innings for me. They seem to get better each year as they go. So really going to lean on them on the defensive side. Also, got a couple other players, Mason Breeze and Alana Ford, going to shore up the left side of my infield for me. So those four players in particular are really who we're going to lead on to carry us through the season this year.
I wanted to make sure and ask you about Jocelyn and Bailey and their returns in the circle. Obviously, that's valuable given, you know, the amount of experience they have. But, you know, maybe kind of going back to how we were talking about off-season training, that's important for everybody. But I feel like pitchers in particular, whether it be baseball or softball. What have you and your staff, Coach Adams, challenged those two with? So in hopes of obviously, you know, raising their game and producing at a higher level.
Well, I can honestly tell you, didn't even really have to challenge them. They showed up and just put in the work, whether it be on their own time or in the little time we have for those open gyms. I've seen nothing but good out of both of them. So there's really nothing to challenge. I think they're going to be ready to go as soon as they take the bump there Tuesday versus West High.
And how would you describe each of their skill sets? Do they each kind of bring something a little different? Do they both kind of boast some of the same tools? What do they bring to the table?
They're different pitchers. You know, they both throw a couple different pitches. I'm not going to go through and tell you all of them. They can figure that out when we play those teams. Yeah, they're similar but different, if that makes any sense. They're both, their demeanor on the mound, both pretty even keeled. And they just go throw strikes. That's all we ask them to do. And, you know, we let the rest play out.
Coach Adams, I think it's really savvy that you're playing it a little close to the vest, because I don't know if it's just me and how endearing I am and maybe just how I get folks to let their guard down, but if you're looking for a scouting report on the Wahawks, all you got to do is check out the podcast from yesterday's show. I got Coach Dell from Waterloo West to spill just about everything.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you know, I had more things to spill. I'm still trying to sift through stuff to figure out what exactly we're going to do. Hey, Coach Dell's doing a good job over there. I mean, he'll get that ship righted. I definitely believe that. So, yeah, I'm glad. Maybe I'll listen to that.
Yeah, check it out. It's you can find it, 1650thefan.com. And all I ask for the advanced scouting is just a bag of popcorn next time I'm out at a game.
Well, you come on up. We'll get you 2 bags. How about that, Cole?
You got yourself a deal. A few more minutes here with Waterloo East softball coach Chad Adams completing our Metro baseball and softball previews. Obviously, these seniors that you're replacing, Coach, you mentioned already the holes that you're trying to fill. Sidney Magnuson among a handful of seniors that contributed in big ways last year. But How might the loss of her change the complexion of how you're hoping to see the lineup, you know, top to bottom, get the job done and produce runs on a consistent basis?
Exactly. We're kind of looking and focusing more on making a little more contact at the plate this year. Ever since I've been up there, kind of relied on the home run ball, and we did that pretty darn well. Excuse my language. this year, we might not hit as many of those, so we need to get more balls in play. We've been working on contact. They're doing a real good job with that. Really, I'm looking for these kids to, you know, I challenge them. Who's going to be the overachievers for us? Because I really don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. So last year, I'd say with that talent there, we kind of slightly underachieved. I thought we'd be about a 500 team. We didn't get there. With this team, I couldn't even give you any kind of prediction of where we're going to end up. But what I can tell you is the kids that are going to be in that lineup are going to play hard, and they're going to want to be there, and we're going to see where that takes us.
How are you handling these, you know, last handful of practices before your season opener against your rival Waterloo West next Tuesday? There's a lot of factors at play here because, like you mentioned, there's a lot of competition, some inexperience in the lineup. Do you go anywhere and play a scrimmage against someone? Is it all inter-squad scrimmages? Do you even like to scrimmage that much? I'm just very curious about how you're handling these last handful of practices to figure out what you need to figure out.
All right, Cole, I'll spill the beans with you on that. Do I like doing scrimmages before the season? The answer is no. Do I do inter-squad scrimmages? Yes, but I do them with a pitching machine, believe it or not, because I like to see how many reps I can get in within an hour and a half practice, see my kids steal the ball more, and if I'm getting straight strikes at 55 mile an hour, these kids are putting a lot of balls in play, and I can analyze my defense like that.
I love it. I love it. I don't think you spilled any state secrets. I don't think that's going to cost you at all.
I don't care.
Coach Adams.
We're going to do what we do.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Best of luck. Best of health. Like always, a real pleasure to learn about your team, and look forward to getting you back on the show, hopefully after you've gotten everything figured out and there's been a bunch of W's along the way.
Stay tuned. We're going to see what happens.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.
Chad Adams, Waterloo East softball coach, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, we're going to continue to talk Trojans. Waterloo East girls track and field coach Wilmot Wellington will join us next. The Trojan ladies are competing at state beginning tomorrow in 9 different events. They are poised to make some serious noise. And we will get the details from Coach Wellington. That's coming up next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is juggling his pitching rotation, heading into a 3-game series against Indiana to close the regular season. Adam Mazur will start the opener on Thursday night, but closer Dylan Medved has been penciled in now for Friday's game. Normal Game 2 starter Connor Schultz has struggled recently and averaged less than 2 innings of work in his last 3 starts.
With our situation going into it, you know, we still have a mathematical chance to win the Big Ten championship, and we're going to go as hard as we can to try to do whatever we can to win in each game.
The Hawkeyes are 14-7 and tied for third in the league race. Indiana is tied for sixth at 10-11. And the state high school co-ed track meet begins tomorrow morning in Drake Stadium. It'll begin with competition in 1A and 4A. The first champions to be crowned will be the girls' 3,000-meter run. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
When severe weather happens, the ability to receive emergency alerts can help keep your household safe. Alert Iowa is the statewide notification system used to send alerts to residents through either text, phone call, or email. Local officials can use Alert Iowa to send you notifications before, during, and after an emergency. Sign up today by visiting alert.iowa.gov. Don't wait until an emergency happens. Sign up now to keep your household safe at alert.iowa.gov.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
CFCCU, your local community credit union, is proud to support the Cedar Falls Tigers. CFCCU believes investing in our schools builds brighter futures for area students and their families. CFCCU was established in Cedar Falls in 1958 and continues to invest in our community. Build your future with CFCCU. Good luck, Tigers.
The 40th annual My Waterloo Days is coming up June 6th through the 12th. I'm Main Street Waterloo Director Jessica Rucker. Join us for We Are Waterloo, a celebration of our history, diversity, and progress. You'll enjoy live music, the family fun zone, vendors, and entertainment inspiring pride in Waterloo. Volunteers are also needed for this community-wide event. Find the schedule and learn more at mywaterloodays.org. Join us for My Waterloo Days, We Are Waterloo, June 6th through the 12th.
Budweiser wants you to drink wiser. And here's the thing. 91% of you are already drinking wiser by designating a driver or getting a ride home after a night out. That means the overwhelming majority of you choose to not drink and drive. So have fun, but make a plan to get home safely. Be a passenger and not the driver. The good news is that most of you are already making the right choice. But what would be even better is for everyone to drink wiser. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need, and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
As much as we like Zach, he will take a back seat to Cubs baseball tonight here on The Fan. Series finale of Pirates Cubs. After we get you a second helping of Radio Iowa Sports and Jim Rome's daily commentary before we hand the baton at 6:05 to Zach Zabeman and the Cubs Radio Network. Right now, though, it's a big-time Waterloo Trojans Day here on The Fan as Waterloo East Trojans girls track and field coach Wilmot Wellington is our guest right now, and it should be one heck of a weekend for the Trojan ladies, and cannot wait to learn all about it. Coach Wellington, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Set to compete in 9 events, if my math is right, with, of course, a number of athletes. How many? Could you tell me the number of Trojan ladies that are competing at the State Track and Field Championships for you this weekend?
Competing, we're going to be... 1, 2, 3, so about 6, 7 girls competing, 12 total going as alternate, 12 total.
Did you think, Coach, coming into this season, obviously there's still a lot to accomplish yet, but it is an accomplishment in and of itself to make it to state track and field. Was this the goals that the team, you know, yourself, obviously, were talking about, or maybe did you get surprised a little bit too?
I am surprised as a lot of folks right now because going into the season just with weather-wise and how early track and field was going, I really didn't think we would be at the position we at right now. But the girls have been putting a lot of work in, even though with all the meets being canceled and a lot more practicing than actually any meets. So we're all kind of in that shock right now, but we're ready to roll.
I know that there is a rich, rich history of track and field, whether it be boys or girls at Waterloo East High School. Did any school records go down this season or perhaps get close to any of those school records?
Not yet. Hopefully we can make some noise this weekend at the state meet and try to either bring some records down or come close to them.
How would you describe the team, whether it was you know, any of your state qualifiers. And then, of course, I would imagine a number of great performances by those who didn't happen to qualify for state. Just, you know, being the leader of this team, how would you describe what the experience has been like so far this season?
So far, we've been good. The experience has been kind of good. Like I said in the beginning, with meets being canceled, the vibe was kind of down. Nobody mm-hmm. was actually really thinking we would be where we're at now. But, you know, and I keep telling them, you know, get your heads up, keep your heads up, keep practicing. We've just got to keep moving forward. And as we started participating in the meets and our times are getting faster every meet, our confidence starts to go up and, you know, the vibe started to get. When we ran conference and they saw their time had increased, decreased a lot more in certain events, and we got our jumper and our throwers all doing really good. And so then all of a sudden, the switch kind of flip on and everybody's saying, oh, okay, well, yeah, let's get going. So the energy has been pretty positive so far where we at, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Waterloo East girls track and field coach Wilmot Wellington, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. 9 events the Trojan ladies will compete in this weekend at the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. Coach, you brought up the field events, high jump, long jump, shot put. You've got athletes in each of those events. Let's start with the high jump. Tell us about your athlete qualified for state in the high jump.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have a freshman, Addison Freeman, qualify in a high jump. Coming out last year, she went in middle school, she jumped 5'2". So coming in, we knowing that, we were like, okay, we have some work to do with her and, you know, get her going as a freshman. But the last time we had a jumper for state was 6 years ago, and so it's really exciting to have a younger one in, and hopefully she's ready to go and compete at the best of her abilities. She went with us at Drake. That's an alternating 4x1, and so she was able to experience that vibe a little bit and get that kind of energy. So going into the state meet, we shouldn't be that much of a shock when it comes down to the fans and atmosphere.
What an accomplishment by a freshman, especially. How about, Coach, how about in the long jump? What can you tell us?
Long jump, we got, we got Valesia, right, senior. Valesia has been a huge athlete and competitor for us. We're definitely going to miss her next year, contributing to our team points. And she's been to state all 4 years of her high school career. This year, early in the season, she got hurt. So she's been kind of battling that hamstring injury and kind of just getting right back to it here at the end of our season, and jumped a 16-10. She was our leading leg in a 4x1 and the sprint leg and the sprint man, but we had to replace her just because it's that much strain on the hamstring there. So we're going to try to take it easy here going into state and see what she can do in long jump. Valesia Wright has been a really good athlete for us and has contributed a lot to the program.
And if I'm not mistaken, in the shot put, Natalie C. is who qualified. What can you tell us about Natalie?
Natalie, junior, she's been chasing, trying to get to state since her freshman year, and it finally paid off. All the hard work during the off season, and all the time, you know, Coach Johnson telling her just to believe in herself and do what she does at practice and in meets, and you know, she's clicking and she's getting there. This week, she was reporting, her distance kept increasing, so. It's going to be exciting to see what Natalie can do her junior year at state. She's really excited that she actually made it. And I am very excited that she made it because she's been one of those hardworking kids from freshman year till now that just, you know, she go hard everything she does. And so it's good to see her hard work pay off.
A lot of interesting stories here, Coach. You've got freshmen, juniors, seniors, contributions from all classes on your team.
Oh, yeah. It's a mixture of kids. I got four seniors on my team, on the squad right now, or on the team, and then the other ones are all underclassmen. And so we have a good group of girls that's going to be returning back next year. The seniors are leaving; they're going to be well missed. because they contribute a lot to our program.
You've got three relay teams set to compete at state track and field, sprint medley, 4x2, 4x1. Let's start with the sprint medley team. That's always such a compelling race. Who do you have in that sprint medley group? And just tell us about, you know, what impresses you the most about them.
So sprint med coming out the blocks is Jalea Jones. Jalea has been one of those girls that, you know, same thing, 4 years she's been with us. Recently, she had just finally made a jump onto the varsity squad. She started running really fast time, started noticing it, you know. So I put her in 100 and see what her time is, and she's competing. She's staying up with Lisa and Nyla and them girls. So I'm like, okay, well, now we can move people around and try to figure more lineup up and get more events qualifying, you know, not just run the same girls in certain events. So Jalea comes out the blocks. She's running good. She's trying to eat up the ground and make the stagger up on a curve in our first leg. And then our second leg, we got Dania Willingham. She's a sophomore running, really good athlete. She was last year with us at state. You know, got the vibe. She ran this year at the Drake Relays in the 4x2. And so she's coming in. She's going to run that second leg for us. Really good athlete, hard worker, too. And then our third leg is Elisa Horton, one of our qualifiers in the 100. Really good athlete as well. In the two, she's going to run this 200 for us, you know, give us a good leg. And Elisa's been with us the last 4 years. It's amazing this year because in the previous year, she's always battering a hamstring, and it kind of kept her away from the state meet. This year, she's been healthy, and she's been running fast, good time. So it's exciting to have her run this year at state. And then the anchor is Nyla Norman, running a 400. She anchored at Drake Relay. She went 57. Little 57. So we're looking to see what Nyla can do for us. And she's a junior, qualify also in the Open 200. Been one of those athletes that's been supporting a lot to the program.
Quickly, before we talk about the 4x1, the 4x2, coach, we talked about Elisa, about Nyla going to be in the 100, 200 meter dashes. You also have a second athlete in the 200 meter dash, and then another athlete in the 400-meter hurdles, correct?
Well, yeah. So the 400 hurdles is it's Ian Lucas, one of our boys' track, and he's one of those kids that have been a really hard worker, five sports athlete. Ian does it all, really good grades. He signed with Lawrence College to continue track and field. So we're looking to see what Ian can do. And that 400 hurdles.
And, when it comes to your preparation and getting your team ready in the right mindset, maybe even the mental preparation is a little more important than the physical at this point. How have you approached that with your squad in the lead-up to things getting going tomorrow?
Well, right now we've been mostly just kind of tuning in, speaking positive about each other, and uplifting each other and trying to, keep everybody calm and keep everybody going. Like I said, they most of the girls that are here has been to Drake Relays, has been in that environment and know what it's like. And so going in is not a shock besides my Natalie C, who's going to be as the first time ever being there. So right now we're going to get there. When we get there, we'll have a little bit of practice here tomorrow. After we're done running for any relays that we're going to do in the afternoon, just kind of get the jitters out. And so tomorrow we can have a good performance.
You think that you or your athletes will get less sleep tonight, Coach?
I think it might be me.
I wondered about that. That's why I asked. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Real treat to learn about your team, and best of luck, best of health to everybody. I think I speak for everybody listening. We cannot wait to follow along, and the Cedar Valley's rooting for you.
Thank you for the support. We really appreciate everybody supporting us and rooting for us as we head on.
Oh, my pleasure, Coach. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Waterloo East girls track and field coach Wilmot Wellington, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Titans agreed to terms with first-round pick Treylon Burks, making him the 22nd first-rounder to put pen to paper on a rookie contract so far. The sixth wide receiver taken in the draft, Burks will be asked to take on a pretty major role in Tennessee's offense following the departure of A.J. Brown. The Bears are among a handful of teams on the field this week for voluntary OTAs. And head coach Matt Eberflus, he likes what he sees with the team's top pick in the 2022 draft, cornerback Kyler Gordon. The Bears' new head man says Gordon has been lighting it up the past few days, and he's very impressed with him. The Colts made an addition to their running back room Tuesday. Philip Lindsay has agreed to terms on a one-year deal there, according to his agent. Now, Lindsay joins a backfield featuring workhorse Jonathan Taylor, along with veterans Nyheim Hines and Deion Jackson. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. The Cinnet Agency is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. I'm Kyle Hildman with the Cinnet Agency. Call us today at 233-6103. That's 233-6103. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
More than just a fly control product, Clarifly Larvicide gives you more support, more expertise, more control, and less work. Clarifly Larvicide is perfectly blended into your swine ration to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your swine. Improve the biosecurity of your swine operation and get control of flies by as much as 96% with Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. Visit centralflycontrol.com to learn more or contact your local feed dealer.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Last night, the Orlando Magic came away as the big winners in the NBA draft lottery. The Magic have had a tough decade. They had one winning season over the last 10 years and ranked in the bottom five in attendance last year. But Orlando's luck last night could help solve both of those issues. The Magic have fared pretty well with the top pick. Orlando had back-to-back number one overall selections in 92 and 93. Those picks turned out to be Shaquille O'Neal and Chris Webber. The Magic would then go on to trade Webber for Penny Hardaway. The combination of Shaq and Penny would help lead the Magic to the finals back in 1995. Orlando's other top pick came in 2004 when they drafted Dwight Howard. The big man would collect three Defensive Player of the Year awards and bring the Magic to the finals in 2009. Hard to say anybody in this year's class has that type of potential, but when you consider Orlando's history at number one, maybe there's a reason to believe in Orlando. Again, I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Callaway's new Rogue ST Fairway Woods aren't just their longest ever, they're up to 10 yards longer. And now this game-changing distance comes in three models. Rogue ST Max, that fits most players because of the neutral ball flight. Then there's the Max D, engineered for a high launch and if you draw the ball. Finally, for better players, Max LS is Callaway's lowest spinning with neutral ball flight in a compact shape. Find your Rogue ST fairway at callawaygolf.com/go rogue. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear, weekdays 5 to 6.
Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank Waterloo East softball coach Chad Adams and Waterloo East girls track and field coach Wilmot Wellington for joining today's show. Cubs baseball coming up here just after the top of the hour. 6:05 with the pregame of the series finale between the Pirates and the Cubs. We'll get you another dose of Radio Iowa Sports and Jim Rome's daily commentary before Zach takes over with the pregame. That is a wrap for a Wednesday. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.